We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Mila, Halacha Gimel. The Pasuk says, Uvayoyim Hashmini Yimoil Besar Olosoi. On the eighth day, we should circumcise a child. Al pi amaymar voeschanan al Hashem, Hamaschel binyan hanhogas hapshitus. This halacha is going to be based on a chapter in Likutei Moran, in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 78, which is based on the Pasuk voeschanan al Hashem. Ayin Shom Kol Hamaymar Mitchilosoi Lesoifoi. Review that entire chapter from beginning to end. Paragraph Aleph. Vize Bechinas Mitzvas Milo Bashmini. Based on that Torah in the Likutei Moran, we'll be able to understand why we do the Bris Mila on the eighth day. Shetzrichin Sheyavor Alatinoik Mitchilo Yemei Orlo. We need the child to first experience 7 days with the Orla, v'acharkach b'yom hashmini malan oisei, and then afterwards on the eighth day, that's when we circumcise him. Ukvar mevura b'medrash she'ela saminim. The medrash expounds on the question that the apikursim asked about this. Madu aloi nivra hoda mohul. Why did Hashem create a person like this, that they created one way, and then we have to go in 8 days later and do a repair job in a sense? Why didn't Hashem create a person mohul right away? Ach be'emes b'maimer anal mevor hakoil. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, in that chapter in Likutei Moran, all of this is explained very well. Rabbeinu Zal says there, ki yefsher lichboi sheretz Yisroel kim al yidei koyach ha'asorom amorois ha'ne'elomim bo'olam b'chol dor v'dovor. It's impossible for the Jewish people to conquer Eretz Yisroel from the other nations without the use of the 10 statements of creation that Hashem made, which are hidden in everything in the world. Shebohem ne'elomim ho'aseres hadibrois. And in those 10 statements of creation, vayomer lekim yehi oyer, vayomer lekim, those vayomers in the beginning of the Torah, is hidden the 10 commandments. Shehi bechinas ha'Torah ha'ne'elemes, which we refer to as the hidden Torah, Shehi Bechinas Chesed Chinam, which corresponds to Hashem's treasury of free kindness, free, unconditional, undeserved kindness. Shehoyo Mekayim Hoylam Koida Matan Torah, which is what sustained the world before Hashem officially gave the Torah during the after the Jews left Egypt. Because through these 10 statements that Hashem used to create the world, as it says, Bereshis, Bora Lekim, etc., etc., Ayidei Ze, Hoylchim, Vekoivshim, Eretz Yisrael. That's what gives the Jewish people the ability to go and conquer Eretz Yisrael from the other nations. Kemoisham Rabbi Seinuzal, as the Gemara says, technically, it would seem that the Torah could have begun from HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem in Parshas Boi, where Hashem gives the Jewish people, upon leaving Egypt, He gives them the first official mitzvah, which is Kiddush Levana. That Rosh Nisan is the first one of the months, etc. Umipnei Ma. Then why did Hashem give us the entire Chumash Bereishis and Parsha Shmois and Vo'era, all of those stories? Why did Hashem give us that whole beginning where Hashem says that He created the world, etc.? If the Torah is a book of laws, and the Torah is a book guiding the Jewish people what to do, in order to know what to do, why do we have to know that Hashem created the world? The answer is she'im yoimru umay soilam listematem shekevashtem arzoi shevamim. The Gemara answers, because if the other nations in the world will tell the Jewish people, you're a bunch of thieves. You took the land of Israel away from the 7 nations that were there before you. Meshivim lohem, the Jewish people can respond to them and say, Hu bora. Hashem created the world. It was His will to give it to them first, and it was his will to take it away from them and give it to us. This is what's written in the Torah. The Torah makes it perfectly clear that Hashem created the world. If he created the world, then he's the boss, not the seven nations and not the Jewish people. So if he put the seven nations there first, he did it for a reason. And as soon as he decides to evict them and to replace them, that he has that prerogative. Ayin Shom Kol Zeh Heitev Heitev B'mayim Ranal. Look over there in Likutei Moran, in Torah Ayin Ches, Likutei Moran Tanina, and you'll see all of this explained there very well. Vayidei Zeh Mechayin Atzmon Be'eis Pshitusoi Kishemevatlin Min HaTorah. Rabbi Nizal also explains over there that it's based on this that the tzaddik is able to sustain himself when he's being very simple. Kishemevatlin min haTorah, when he takes a break from Torah, whenever the tzaddik, or a Jew for that matter, is not able to be studying the Torah, we know the Torah is the battery inside of a person. The Torah is what gives a person life. So when a person has to take a break from Torah, what keeps him alive? Shemechayin atzmon b'hatorah hane'elemes. We sustain ourselves with the hidden Torah. That hidden Torah that's found in the 10 statements of creation. Shehi b'chinas chesed chinam, which we mentioned earlier, is connected to that warehouse of free kindness that Hashem has. And that's actually what sustained the world before Hashem officially gave the Torah in the year 2448. We know that the Torah is life. The Torah is the battery. If the Torah is the battery, how did the world live and exist for 2,500 years before that? The answer is, it was living off this matnas chinam, this oitzer matnas chinam, this other source of life that Hashem has, which is free kindness. And that free kindness is connected to the hidden Torah, the Torah before it was revealed. The Torah was revealed on Har Sinai. It was in existence before that. It was just in a hidden form. The hidden form of the Torah is connected to that storehouse of free kindness. And it's those two that kept the world going before Matan Torah. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this. Ubesoif, and at the end of that chapter in Likutei Moran, Mesayim Shom, Rabbeinu Zal concludes, Shafilu b'shoel tachdiyas yecholin l'hachyos atzmoi, that when a Jew falls spiritually, even if the person falls to the lowest places, we know that Gehenim itself has different levels, and the lowest level inside Gehenim is called Sheol Tachtius. So even if a person falls that low spiritually, the person still has the ability to draw life, to draw spiritual energy. Ki ein shum yush boilam, because there's no such thing as giving up. Ve'eich shehu yecholim lahachyos atzmoi. And no matter where a person is at, no matter how bad the person is, they still have the ability to connect to a source of spiritual energy. V'chol zeh shayach lahanal. And this discussion that we're mentioning right now is also connected to what we said earlier. K'al yidei ha-chesed chinam, because it's through the fact that Hashem possesses this unconditional love, this unconditional kindness, shehu ha-toyroh ha-ne'lemes, shemekayim esayilam koydam matan toyroh, which is tied into the hidden Torah, which sustained the world, which kept the world going before the Torah was publicized, before the Torah was given publicly on Har Sinai. That gives us the ability to sustain all the simple people in the world. When he says simple people here, he's talking about people who are not connected to the Torah in any obvious way. Shekoirin prostakis. In Yiddish, we call those people prostakis, people that are not openly connected to the Torah. ואפילו המונחים בשל תחתיוס, and even those people who are in the lowest, lowest spiritual level, they've committed so many sins, and they've done such bad things, that Hashem pushes them so far away that they belong in Shoel Tachtis, the lowest level of Gehenim, Yecholen lahachyosom mechius hatoira shelo yisyai shuklal b'shum oifin shebolim. We have the ability to give them spiritual energy from the Torah so that they should not give up whatsoever. They shouldn't give up hope on themselves. They shouldn't give up on themselves, period. And all of this is dependent on that free, unconditional kindness that Hashem possesses, Shehi HaTorah HaNe'lemes, which is tied into the hidden Torah before Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, the Torah that was hidden in the 10 statements of creation, which is what kept the world going until the Torah was officially given. Vohovein hadvorim heitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, understand these words very, very well. Vze bechinas haderech le'eretz Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there in the Kudimran that this is how one gets to Eretz Yisrael. This is the path to Eretz Yisrael. Ki be'emes yefshir lichboish Eretz Yisrael ki ma'idei bechinazu. Because it's impossible for a Jew to acquire Eretz Yisrael without this al yedei bechinas haTorah haNe'lemes, only through this hidden Torah, shehi bechinas chesed chinam, which is also referred to as this free, unconditional kindness. And this is all based on that pasuk voeschanan el Hashem, when Moshe Rabbeinu was begging Hashem to allow him to get to Eretz Yisrael, he used the word voeschanan. And the Gemara says, Voeschanan is matnas chinam. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Hashem for free, unconditional, undeserved kindness. Because this is how a Jew gets to Eretz Yisrael. A Jew gets to Eretz Yisrael and is zeichet to conquer Eretz Yisrael from the forces of the Sidrachra via this chesed chinam, via this hidden Torah, the Torah that's hidden in the 10 statements of creation. Over there in Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal explains this and elaborates on this tremendously using psukim, gemara, midrashim, everything. He makes it very, very clear. Now, Rabbeinu Zal is going to make it still clearer.